It's not a flat out.
That's a flat out lie.
No.
How old are you?
No.
How old are you?
45.
You're 45, yes. And you're in the club, man.
Yes.
With no man.
Oh, how you know I got no man?
You just told me you
got
no man.
I got several men.
A man, your boy.
But that's the problem. Any woman can have several men to fuck them. The prize is being able to keep one man to stay with your crazy annoying ass. It's not an accomplishment to say you have men at 45. Think about it. Any woman can have men on speed dial to fuck. That's not an accomplishment. That's not a testament to your worth. Shit is pathetic. 45 in the club still being a hoe.
Boyfriend, your husband, you.
Why I gotta have him here?
Baby, show me your hands. Like this. Put out your hands like this. Where's the ring at?
Hi, I'm a comedian, but I also know that making fun of people's bald wives is no laughing matter. A lot of people are of the mind that nothing should be off limits in comedy, but I'm of the mind that one thing should be off limits, and that's making fun of people's bald wives. When your bald wife's thinking about attending a show, she shouldn't have to be worried about whether it's one of those comedians who's gonna make fun of bald wives. Hollywood award shows are a place for celebrating heroes and not a place to make bald wife jokes at the...
Yeah, she was gonna rock the baldy. She said she was gonna rock it proud and she didn't care what nobody thought, so... She should have been able to take that joke in stride. Uptight bald bitch.
Expensive Will Smith's bald wife. You know, it's one thing if your bald wife wants to make bald wife jokes at her own expense, but it's not the comedian's place to decide whether this is a time for those bald wife jokes.
You got single women sitting at home alone, they're not happy. You got married women with a good man, they're not happy. You got married women who say their husband is working too much, they're not happy. You got other women who say their husband's not working enough. They're not happy.
Yeah, their mind is a cesspool of chaos, misery, and bullshit. So no matter what situation you put them in, yeah, they're not going to be happy. And here's the thing. Happiness is not something that can be sustained constantly. You know, you have happy times, sad times, good times, bad times. Disney painted this picture where they're going to be happy all the time. And they always have these extraordinary expectations. So they're never going to be happy when they always feel like they deserve more or better. And on top of that, they think the grass is always greener on the other side. So, yeah, you working hard, we making six figures, but I want a bigger house. I want a better car. Okay, I got the bigger house and a better car, but... You know, Tiana from around the corner, she get to go out and go to the bar and go to the clubs and do all that. But Tiana across the street, she get to go to the bars and the clubs all the time. And she having a ball, having sex with random. So I kind of wish I had that life. See, no matter what, she's going to want something else or something different than what she has right now. Because she think that's what's going to make her happy.
Man, why my baby mama just called me like, he hit me in front of the kids. I said, what? She said, he hit me in front of the kids. I was like, ah, fuck, man. All right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to your mom. I want you to take the kids to your mom's. Make sure they're all right. All right? She's like, okay. I'm like, all right, then. She's like, well, hold on. And then what? And then what? I'm like, and then what? Bitch, and then go get your rematch.
It's always just a rough situation when you break up with the mother of your children. Now you got to deal with some other dude being around your kids. You know what I mean? But it's like, hey, if he beating your ass, that's the guy you chose. Don't call me. I don't got nothing to do with it. When I'm supposed to come through and, you know, delete him, he going to be in hell and I'm going to be in jail. Nah, no thank you, because you'll be sucking the next guy while the new guy in hell and I'm in jail. So nah. It ain't none of my business. I don't care if he choke slammed you, power bombed you. Nothing to do with me. That's who you chose. I didn't choke slam you and power bomb you. Should have stayed with me. And then you got to worry about some other dude putting hands on your kids. And then you really do want to kill him. It's a bad situation. But yeah, bitch, don't call me. Call the police.
My 21F boyfriend, 22M, and I went out to dinner with his best friend. He invited us to an expensive steakhouse. I do not like steak but went because it's his best friend. He told me his friend wanted to treat him to dinner since he, his friend, got a big sale but wouldn't pay for me. I felt awkward at first but let it go since my boyfriend said he would pay for me since his friend paid for him. When we get there, his friend said, "No offense, but I'm not paying for you." It was extremely awkward and felt like a diss to me since he was paying for himself, his girlfriend, and my boyfriend. I paid the tip as well.
Okay, I'll say that this was just totally classless and an asshole move. And I wouldn't have friends like that. I wouldn't deal with people who are that rude, that disrespectful. And really, he disrespected his friend by disrespecting the woman he was with. You know, they say bros before hoes, but bros, true bros, wouldn't have did some sucker shit like that.
I told my boyfriend that made me so uncomfortable because he kept joking about how he wasn't paying for me, and when we explained the check to the waitress, she was confused, and his friend said, "There's two couples here, she must be confused why you're paying for yourself, haha." It felt like a diss to me.
Wow.
I told my boyfriend the next day it made me uncomfortable and felt like a diss to me as his girlfriend. He said, "Well, it's because I'm not family yet."
Nah.
"So you say you love me but I'm not family? I don't know, but I was taught and have seen when someone invites people out to a celebratory dinner of their success of wealth, they normally pay for the whole table. I don't know, for me it was rude of him to exclude me then joke about it and be like, no offense. I ordered the cheapest thing on the menu because I don't like that type of food. And we were supposed to leave that day back to my hometown, but he wanted a last hurrah with his friends, so I stayed.
Oh.
I'm just feeling rejected and annoyed as my boyfriend didn't really defend my feelings. And just said, well, you're not family yet."
I think he should have took up for. I mean, he don't got to pay for my girlfriend, but I would have talked to the guy afterwards. Like, I mean, that was kind of rude to call her out and embarrass her at the table. Don't you think, bro? Don't you think? He probably mad that the girl was stealing his friend, but that's some gay shit. Like, dude, get over it. People move on. It happens.
Both mid-40s. Met a guy. Kinda a funny story at the pharmacy. And exchanged business cards. It was clearly instant playful flirting. This doesn't usually happen, and texted me and asked me out.
I don't know, it's something off about a bitch giving me her business card after we start flirting. That's like something a guy would do if you, you know, met a guy like, "Oh, let's do lunch, bro," and exchange business cards. That wouldn't really be a turn on for me if a bitch whipped out her business card and she had it in a little metal case. It wouldn't do it for me.
This doesn't usually happen, and texted me and asked me out. Went for our dinner. Had a super fun time. Got along well. Was an awesome 4-hour dinner date, just talking and laughing. Not sure if there is something there yet. But happy to get to know him more and find out. Meeting in a few days to walk and eat. There has been no kiss or anything like that. But I definitely got the impression that he was super into me right away.
Okay, word of advice. If you go on a date with a chick, act cool. You can act like you kind of like her a little bit, but never act like you're just so into her after the first and second date. Like you just, "Oh, I'm so glad I met you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me," after one or two dates. It make women run off. And it signals to her that you're not that high value if you just psyched just about going on a couple of cool dates.
But I definitely got the impression that he was super into me right away. So he is now sending me heart pics.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no idea how to respond. I think he is crushing. Cause I mean, we hardly know anything about each other.
Dude, under no circumstance should you send emojis as a grown-ass man. I mean, maybe if you've been with a chick 3 or 4 years and it's kind of like an inside joke, but definitely nowhere near the first 6 months of dating. Just general rule.
We hardly know anything about each other. How do I gently say, "Hey, slow down. We don't know each other. Early days." And come across very lighthearted. He hasn't dated much since his long-term relationship ended.
I would say she's probably not that attracted to him. Like, don't get me wrong, women can lose attraction like that, like the snap of a finger, but if she was super, super attracted to him, and really had that sexual attraction like that, other than just laughing and talking, they don't nitpick guys like that as much as they nitpick guys who are just like, "Okay, yeah, he was cool, we laughed, but he just okay." They ain't really feeling that spark. They'll nitpick the fuck out of you. So yeah, she's not feeling them. She might as well just end it. I could tell right now that she ain't feeling them. Don't break the guy's poor heart. Just end it now.